И сега на нашата гореща телефонна линия самият Мартин Ван Друнен. Hey, hello, how are you?
Hey, hello, Vasil. I'm very fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
A hell lot of snow down here in Bulgaria, but I believe it's the same shit in Holland, right?
No, not really. We just got rid of all the bloody frost and the snow, and now it's actually pretty mild, so I'm happy about that. Yeah.
It's coming back.
I don't fucking hope so.
Попитаме Мартин как съм. Аз му казах, че по дяволите отново започнат да вали. Сигурно и в Холандия там е така. Той каза, не, според мен всичко свърши. Сега климатът е доста мек. Аз му казах, не, завръщат се нещата. Той каза, ох, надявам се това да не е така. Well, today is the digital release date of Dead Hammer, the brand new 8th studio album by Asphyx. And I actually do have a question. Let's start with this. Please tell us about this new guy in the band, Alvin Zur.
Okay, well, Alvin, we just, we weren't really happy with, you know, with one as there was in the band. And, you know, not just, I mean, there were just, yeah, just, yeah, many things like we weren't really a little happy about. So, all of a sudden, Alvin was at Bob's place because Bob is printing t-shirts and stickers and all that stuff in his company. And Alvin placed an order for Bob. Mm-hmm. For some stickers, and so he picked them up at his place, and they started talking, and then all of a sudden Alvin said, well, I also play bass too, you know, in the past in Pulverizer and Escutcheon. So Bob thought, well, I might have found a man, and so we did some rehearsals together with him, and yeah, he's just a marvelous guy, and he's really enthusiastic and proud to be in Asphyx, and yeah, he just fits in perfectly. So yeah, we said, this is it. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the guy that's missing, and yeah, now the puzzle is complete. You know, we found all the pieces of the puzzle that were needed.
That's a kind of a great story of a very typical underground, how actually the underground works.
Yeah, more or less. But, I mean, we're not the kind of band that if, you know, if we're not happy with the lineup, we're not going to do any auditions because mm-hmm. that's just ridiculous. You never know what kind of person you get, you know, and afterwards they can turn out to be, you know, dicks or whatever, or become arrogant because mm-hmm. they think all of a sudden you're in a bigger band. You know, yeah. So this was just perfect. And he comes from the region where we live as well. It's a bit different from.
How do you pronounce his name? Alvin Zur.
Just Alvin Zur. That's
Zur.
All
okay.
Yeah, Zur. Alvin... Like the French say, bien sûr. You know.
Bien sûr. Bien sûr. Naturellement. Merci. Новият басист, всъщност, в Asphyx, който свири от 2010-та. Как стара цялата схема? Мартин ни разказа, че на практика, след като се разделиха с предишния Ванес Хубълс, този новият са се запознали абсолютно случайно, тъй като барабаристът на групата Боб Бакхус, който се занимава с производство на стикери и така нататък, Алвин е бил при него, говорили са си и съвсем случайно е старало дума за това, че Асфикс нямат басист. Алвин казал, знаете ли, аз всъщност свиря също така на бас, и когато са се срещали, било разбрали, че това е техният човек. Аз му казах, ей, страхотна история, показва как работи андерграунда. Той казва, ние не сме група, която ще правим прослушвания, защото би било глупаво. Трябва човекът да ни хареса. Има много хора, които в един момент се оказа, че трябва да разкараш отново, защото само защото са отиши в по-известна група, си мислят, че са голямата работа. So, I believe that, as you said, Alvin is a nice guy to work with. And obviously, this album is typical Asphyx, but still, it's a... I will start this sentence from the very beginning. The thing is, did you question yourself from time to time, is there a limit where the extreme music can go to, and then to say, well, this is the most extreme shit ever done, or you are constantly on in the quest of that limit?
I think as a band you're constantly on the quest, as you say it. For us, it's. I mean, Death Hammer is just the way that how we're just perfectionizing more or less our own style, you know, and the way that we think that death metal or death doom in general should be played. And yeah, I mean, I agree with you that in a way of when we finished the album, we were looking at each other also and then said, well, it's going to be very difficult to make a better one than this. But, you know, because you have so much fun and together and, you know, while playing live especially, yeah, we think that if we come up with other good riffs and we'll arrange other new songs, you know, that we'll be able to, you know, not maybe not top this one, but maybe make one that equalizes this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes to brutality, that Asterix says, yeah, we've reached more or less a kind of limit with this one. But okay, okay, I mean, this is the kind of style that we've always been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this album is more or less like a very mature product of that whole process, I think.
Mm-hmm. Попитах добре, да, когато човек се занимава с екстремна музика, дали си задава въпрос дали има последна граница, край, лимит, до който може да стигне, или всъщност групите, това е основната ви задача, да търсите дали съществува тази граница и всеки следващ албум да става все по-екстремен и по-екстремен. Мартин каза, ами всъщност точно така е, мисля, че този албум сега, за който говорим, е много близо до това и вече имаме някои идеи за следващия. Не знам дали ще можем да направим нещо по-добро и по-екстремно от това. Поне ще се опитаме, обаче да сме на това ниво. Мисля, че ние като група знаем вече как трябва да се свири Death Metal или по-точно Death Doom и така нататък. You've been called on several occasions one of the, if not the best death metal vocalist of all time. I was thinking, do you have any special warming up techniques that you do before singing, like before recording on going live on stage?
Not before recording. I mean, I could go on stage and I'm completely cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I always practice also in the week.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And I'm able to practice at home. So, like, for example, right now, this afternoon I just finished a short practice just to warm a little bit up,
mm-hmm.
because this weekend I have two shows, and tomorrow I'll do more until, you know, I'm feeling that I'm, you know, completely ready for the shows this weekend. And, you know, I have this thing, may sound ridiculous, but it's kind of an it's an old mask that old pilots used to use in jet fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, put that one in front of my face and I can scream in that mask so the neighbors won't hear me, because they'd be thinking, you know, someone is slaughtering a pig or something.
They will call the cops.
they will call the cops, yeah, definitely. Like, mm-hmm. There's someone killing, you know, something at his place, and we don't know exactly what's happening, but it sounds brutal and it sounds not good.
Okay.
So I'm that's the way I'm trying to be in shape, like, all the time.
Винаги се опитвам да бъда във форма. Попитах го добре, да, преди факта, че теб те наричат един от най-добрите, ако не и най-добрият death metal вокалист на света. Има ли някаква специална техника, с която загряваш преди концерти или преди да записваш? Той казва, не, когато записвам, не, но преди концерти, да, задължителното трябва да се каже, че аз тренирам и репетирам всеки ден. Може ви се струва странно, но използвам една стара от тези маските, които са носили самолетите на изтребителите, защото мога да крещя в нея. По този начин съседите няма да ме чуят, защото ако ме чуят, биха си помислили, че някой коли прасе и биха извикали полицията, каза Кас. Той каза, да, точно така. Иначе сега имаме концерти този уикенд и тренирам, репетирам, ще бъда готов за тях. Well, is there a particular thing that you scream? It's like, we've heard some classically trained singers, they do la 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 la, la 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 la. Do you have a mantra thing that you scream, like, die you all fucking pigs, or stuff like this?
No, what I do at home is I put my stereo, like, it's a stereo on the PC that I have, and mm-hmm. I stand in front of that, so I got like these stereo kind of speakers. And it's really loud, so I have that mask then on. And that's where I just scream the lyrics with the songs along.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
I mean, and it just depends on, on which band I'm in, you know, I'm playing in the weekend. So, either it's Hail a Bullet stuff or it's Asphyx stuff. And sometimes if I feel like it, I pick out some really old stuff that I've never done, you know, for a long time. And it makes fun again to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's nothing that I have... Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do like Dorevi Vasoth and shit like that, you know.
Yeah. Or probably you sing some songs of Tarja Turunen, but your own way. Попитах Мартин, добре, да всъщност какво си пееш? Знаем, че много от класически обучените певци си пеят ла-ла-ла-ла-ла. Той каза не. Накрая каза, не очаквайте от мен да изръмжа с брутален глас Дора Бифа Сол. Или пък аз му казах, може би пееш по свой начин някои песни на Таря Турунен. Мартин каза, не, аз си пускам от компютъра парчета и изключително силно слагам си маската и започвам да крещи текстовете. В зависимост на това, коя група репетирам, дали на Bullets или на Asphyx, всъщност това има съответните песни, разбира се, пея и някои стари неща, които отдавна не съм пял. You spent some time touring with Bolt Thrower, but as far as I remember, being a fan of Benediction Bolt Thrower as well, you never done any recordings with these guys. Why?
Well, because there was no material to record with.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I mean, I did two extensive tours with them, so I was with them for 2 years, and we were promoting like the For Victory album.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And also, it just takes very long. You know, they always take a long time to record albums because they're very, they're very critical on their own material, as any good band should be. So there was just no material for me to record on.
Mm-hmm,
that's
okay.
The reason. I mean, if they had written an album musically, yeah, I would have done it. Yeah, I'd love it, you know, if there was a possibility. I mean, it would be great, but unfortunately not for me. I mean, it's the only thing that's missing on my CV, like an album with Bolt Thrower, but...
Окей. Okay. Yeah. В средата на 90-те той, Мартин, беше покаран в рамките на 2 години, както да ни припомни той, вокалист на британската машина Bolt Thrower. Попита го, но доколкото си спомням, всъщност ти така и не записа май нищо с тях или поне нищо не излезе. Каква е причината? Мартин каза, защото просто нямаше материал, който да запишем. Иначе бях с тях по време на 2 дълги турнета в тези 2 години. Беше периода, в който те промотираха, рекламираха всъщност албума For Victory, който излезе от Earache през 1994, но те са група, която доста внимателно създава своите нови неща и както всъщност всяка една група би трябвало да прави, т.е. не се мята на първите идеи, които идват, а обмисля много внимателно всичко, което биха могли да запишат. За съжаление, това липсва в моята биография, иначе би било страхотно да имам записан албум с Bolt Thrower. What is the atmosphere in... Well, I know that it's it's kind of a cliche question, but please don't take it as a cliche question and try not to give us a cliche answer. The thing is that, we're all of us are old school fans and radio guys or metalheads, band guys, whatever. The thing is that through these last 20, 30, 40 years, the climate musically and the scenes had changed dramatically in lots of different ways. Is it easier to be a death metal band in Holland nowadays than, let's say, 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, honestly, I mean, when I started with everything, the audiences were bigger in the venues. But it's still very easy to be, you know, because, we have a strong tradition. And when it comes to, well, not just death metal, but also in hard rock and heavy metal as well. I mean, we always had good bands. But the thing is, there's many clubs and venues where bands are able to play, you know, and not even for a big crowd. But there's always people coming and, you know, they just want to have a good time and drink a beer. And just, you know, watch a band that, you know, to have a good time and share that with them. And I think that's one of the secrets also that isn't, you know, that's why, what's the reason also, why are so many good bands coming still from the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.
Not just only from the past, but also right nowadays. I mean, there's really a lot of youngsters playing the same kind of style that we do, bands like, well, Funeral Whore or Body Farm or whatever. They're just an enjoyment, you know, to watch and to let us play them with us. And, you know, they are very proud to be, you know, to open up for us and, you know, just hang out with us and have a beer. And, we're pleased to give them that opportunity. And in that way, I mean, you keep, the ones that are coming, you keep the kind of scene a bit alive as well by supporting it so as older ones. I mean, in the past, it wasn't any different either. I mean, you just were supporting one another, the bands that you were loving. And you know, I think that's still the most important thing.
Okay.
Have a good atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, you just... have a good time with everyone that's involved.
Попитах го, добре, Деб, тъй като е ясно, че от доста отдавна се занимавате с музика. Лично твоето мнение, но моля те, бъди честен, знам, че въпросът е малко клиширан и се постарай да не ни дадеш клиширан отговор. Дали сега, например, е по-лесно да си дед метал група в Холандия, отколкото да кажем преди 10-15 години? Той каза, всъщност да, ако трябва да бъда съвсем честен, тогава в началото, когато започнахме, публиката ни беше по-голяма като количество хора, но... Всъщност и тогава и сега беше много лесно, но ние по принцип имаме много силни музикални традиции в Холандия, не само в екстремния метал, но и в хеви метал и в хард рока. Всъщност и сега има, което е хубаво, много хубави, много яки млади групи, които ние каним с нас да ни подгряват на турне. За тях е чест да откриват за Asphyx, но по принцип най-силното е, че има една страхотна атмосфера, която поддържа сцената жива. Всички ние се подкрепяме, не само свирим заедно, но с удоволствие пием по 1, 2, 3, 4 бири заедно и така нататък. Could you please give us the names of the two bands that you just mentioned, because I believe that I missed that. Body.
Okay, it's Body Farm.
Body Farm?
Yeah, and Funeral Whore.
Funeral Whore.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but there's also a band called Nailgun Massacre or Entrapment. I mean, they're just younger fellas and yeah, I mean, they just, you know, we watched them play. We even went to, you know, to a show of them and theirs. And they were just very honored that they were just showing up.
Всъщност тези двете групи, които той спомена, Body Farm и Funeral Horror, след това да спомена още две. You mentioned a very strong tradition in the Netherlands, in Holland, in terms of not just extreme metal, but also in terms of rock, hard rock and heavy metal, etc. What was the first band that took your attention when you were a kid? Was it like the Golden Earring?
Yeah, well, the Golden Earring, of course. I mean, they were like, they still are very famous here.
They're more or less
like a kind of the godfathers of, well, rock, hard rock. I mean, some songs are louder from them, but yeah, I mean, they were the most successful Dutch band ever. Mm-hmm. You know, to abroad. But, I mean, when it comes pure to heavy metal, that draw my attention was a band called Picture.
Picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had this kind of song which called Bombers, and we called it like, this is the, this is like the national anthem of the Dutch headbanger, you know,
okay,
like back in the days. So.
Дали всъщност групата, която е привлякла вниманието му като дете, е била Golden Earring, знаете, с техния много голям хит Radar Love? Той каза, да, те са сигурност най-известната и най-успешна холандска група, вероятно за всички времена, но всъщност, ако говорим за по-хеви метал, групата, която всъщност привличаше нашето внимание, сега беше Picture и тя имаше едно парче, което се казваше Bombers и което според нас трябваше да бъде националния ни метал химн. All right, so I want to ask you to do the usual stuff that people do, like go song by song and tell us studio details from the studio, etc. Because nowadays you can find every kind of information of this kind on the internet and stuff, but please tell us, Martin, as we're live on the radio, what of these new songs you want me to play right now?
Oh, that's a hard one. Well, I like Reign of the Brood.
Mm-hmm.
Any more than you want to play?
No, it's okay. I mean, I will play more, but I just want
you may play the whole album, because for me it's always it's a tough question, because I'm 100% behind. I like every song on the album, really.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, following the vibe of this conversation that we just had, like, what is the one that can top it very in a very significant way? Reign of the Brood.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice one when it comes to this conversation. Yeah, it's got everything that we have, and, you know, when it comes to the brutality and the spontaneity also that has the band. So, yeah, it fits really well.
Okay, man, thank you. Stay away of any snow that may come your way again.
Thank you very much, and I hope that it will clear up there for you as well.
Oh, man.
You know, time for spring.
And we are supposed to be a southern country.
Exactly.
All right. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Vasil. Bye.
Страхотният Мартин Ван Дрюнен, вокалистът на Asphyx, който от всичките песни каза, от всичките песни в албума, общо 10 на брой, каза, труден въпрос е този, коя песен да пуснете сега. Аз казах, да, но все пак предвид факта, атмосферата на, нашата, на нашето интервю, на нашия разговор сега, коя би искал да пуснем. Той каза, аз много харесвам Reign of the Brute. И така и ще направим спонтанно, както групата Asphyx с техния фантастичен нов албум.